get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Don't forget that all power in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. So anyone that is demonic empowered or enhanced, they are just like a baby at your presence. If you know God and hold His word fast, if you trust God and walk with Him, you know this Jesus. If you truly know this Jesus, I'm telling you this, no demonic personnel, no devilish individual can withstand you. So, your declaration of faith matters. You know, we have received different testimonies. We've received different, through the word of God. Through the word of God. If you know the word of God, say it, mean it on the foundation of the word of God that you have found. If what you are undergoing is like a terminal sickness, why don't you settle with the word of God? Even if the doctor have concluded that you cannot come out of that sickness, why don't you believe the word of God that says He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions? Why don't you believe that word of God that says He only took our infirmities? Why don't you believe that word of God that says because of our sins He was chastised, He was reproached? Why don't you believe that word of God that says by His stripes we are healed? If what you are battling with is failure, why don't you settle with the word of God that tackles it? Declaration of faith matters. Declaration of faith matters. If what you have been suffering is barrenness, why don't you settle on the word of God that says, none shall be barren, nor cast their young? Why don't you settle on that word of God? Even if it is demonically attacked, even if what you are passing through, what you are going through, is as a result of some forces of hell, is as a result of some attack on you, don't forget that those attack, even those who attack you, they cannot withstand the presence of Jesus. They can't. You need to baptize yourself, soak yourself in this word of God. Soak yourself, get deep in this word of God. His word is quick and powerful. You know, for instance, you can declare Psalm 118 verse 17 saying, I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. You can declare that against death. You can declare that against terminal sickness. You can declare that against concluded health results of doctors. You can declare 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4 against confusion. You can declare it against evil imagination. Don't forget, your own word does not carry power. Your own word does not carry that anointing to bring you out of that battle. But the word of God that you declare, the word of God that you have found, is what is capable to bring you out of that situation. Why don't you settle with that word of God? You can declare Joshua 1 verse 8 against failure. You can declare 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 against poverty. You can declare Psalm 91 against all forms of accident, chaos. Speaking your word against situation carries no weight. Don't forget, speaking your own word, against situation carries no weight. But speaking God's word to situation carried heavy weight. carries heavy weight. Don't forget that the word of God says the Lord exalts his word above his name. God exalts his word above his name. He even said heaven and earth may pass. Heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. But a jot of my word will not return back unto me unfulfilled. Your word carries no power. Your word carries no power. Your own word carries no weight. But the word of God carries an heavy weight that can bring you out of every situation, that can bring you out of every cases, that can bring you out of any challenges. The word of God. Another instrument of prophecy is your heart. Your heart. The story of a man of God in West Africa who was buffeted with poverty, lack, and want, set out on a 3 days journey, and go before God, reading a book on prosperity and the Bible and praying. God opened him up to his prosperity plan. And today, the same man is very rich. If you can settle with the word of God, praying, I can guarantee you this, that there is nothing like road closed for God. There is nothing like what? Road closed for God. If a four-day dead corpse, Lazarus, can come back to life, don't forget, they even said, Master, by now, he stinketh. That will tell you that kind of situation is zero case, concluded case, closed case. But for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Settle with the word of God. Come out of your problem to seek God's face. Come out of your problem to seek the face of God. Come out of your problem to hear from him. It will settle your case permanently. As you come to God, praying, believing, trusting him, it will settle you permanently. It will settle you completely. It will settle you totally. Hallelujah. Why? God's word is prophetic. The problem of many people is that their faith is in man, not in God. Yeah. Many people have their faith in man, not in God. Until God becomes your only trust, you may not enjoy lasting blessing. Until God becomes your only source. Until God becomes your only trust, you may not enjoy lasting blessings. The book of Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search me. When ye shall search for me with all your heart, until God becomes your only trust, you may not enjoy lasting blessings. Because vain is the help of man. No, don't be deceived. Vain is the help of man. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. This scripture proved to us that pain was not what killed Jesus, neither the devil, nor the nails on his hands. He chose to die for our sin. He chose to die for our sin. So don't think about how will God now forgive me because of all these evil deeds I've engaged myself in? Can God still accept me because of all these wrong things I've done? No, God still forgive. And as a matter of fact, if God can forgive Saul of Tarsus and he became Paul, He can forgive you also. If what you have done before is that you have killed someone, guess what? Saul has killed also, because he has involved himself in what has led to the death of many. But if God can still forgive him and still use him, who are you? He can still forgive you. He can still use you. Don't let the devil deceive you that your end has come. No, not with God. Your end has not come with God. Your end has not come. If you can surrender to him and accept him, say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart, forgive me my sin. He will forgive you if you say it genuinely, if you mean it, if you truly want to repent, he will forgive you. God cannot be mocked, yes. But the truth is, if you truly make that decision to give your life to Jesus, he will accept you and forgive you of your sin and wipe away your past. Forgive you your sin by his, what you think, by his blood. So it was because of that sin. It was because maybe you've taken what does not belong to you. Maybe you've lied. Maybe you've committed some atrocity. Maybe your past is so roughened. Maybe you have been a prostitute. Maybe your life has not glorified God in any way. If you truly want to give your life to Jesus Christ, no matter what you have done, he is ready to forgive you. He is ready to bring you out of that sin. All he just wants from you is surrender your life to him. If you have not been going to church before, join a Bible-believing church around you. Worship with them, fellowship with them, and you will see how God, in his infinite mercy, will turn your life around for good. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and break the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they break the leg of the first and of the other that was crucified with him, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his leg. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out of blood and water. This scripture proved that the happening on the cross are divine in nature. The happenings on the cross are divine in nature. While the malefactor, we are still suffering pains, Jesus had already died. You know, for these things we are done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Hallelujah. Sirs, words are powerful. What has been said about you may be the reason for your unconquered battles. Even what has been said many years past about the Messiah all came to pass in the life of Jesus Christ. There are stories of people who died a day to their success. Those that are buffeted with sicknesses on their day of lifting, and many blessings were delayed. Some suffer strange attack in dreams and in realities. Some cannot tell the reason behind the battles they are fighting. I'm glad to let you know that Jesus is the only way out of your problem. No matter how long, Jesus is the only way out of your problem. No matter how long, no matter how long. So, all the drama that surrounds the birth, growth, empowerment, ministry, and crucifixion of Jesus Christ had been foretold by the prophet of old. All the dramas, all what happened, beginning from the birth, growth, empowerment, ministry, and crucifixion of Jesus Christ, has been foretold by the prophet of old before. I believe this piece of truth, this word of God we've heard right now, will affect your life in a positive way and alter the effects of evil words that has been said about you right now in Jesus' name. I want you to rise up on your feet wherever you are right now. I want you to rise up on your feet. I want you to open your mouth and pray unto God, saying, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to die in my trouble. Open your mouth and pray unto God louder. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of God, I pray unto you, I refuse to die in my trouble. I refuse to die in my trouble. I refuse to die in my trouble. Lord Jesus, help me. 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 I lift up my voice unto you, Jesus. I lift up my voice unto you, Jesus. I need your help right now. I need your help right now. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to die in my trouble. I refuse to die in my trouble. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to know one thing, that if you have not totally surrendered your life to Jesus, this prayer may not answer for you. Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. If you can decide, make that decision now to give your life to Jesus and not to go back to your ways of sin, right now, that challenges that you have been going through for long, an end is coming to it right now in Jesus' name. If you have decided, I want you to say this prayer with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I know I'm a sinner. I surrender my life unto you. I accept you into my life as my Savior. Help me, Jesus, to walk with you. Glorify yourself in my life. Help me to surrender unto you as my Lord. Help me, Jesus, to not go back to the ways of sin. Help me, Jesus, to totally surrender my life unto you. Give me the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Give me the grace to walk with you to the end. Thank you, Jesus, for you've answered my prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. For every one of you that has prayed that prayer right now, I pray in the name of Jesus, receive the grace to serve Jesus. Your salvation shall be established in the name of Jesus. The grace to not go back to the ways of sins. The grace to not return back to your vomit. The grace to not go back to your past. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. The word of God says, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, your new creature begins to emerge. In the name of Jesus, those things that used to drag you back to the world, those things that used to bring you back to Satan, right now, beginning from this moment, I declare you separated from them. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to live a sin-free life. Receive the grace to walk with Jesus. Receive the grace to walk with Jesus. Receive the grace to walk with Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. So shall it be in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want us to open up and pray unto God right now. I refuse negative utterance about my destiny. I refuse negative utterance about my destiny. Open your mouth and pray unto God louder in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of Israel, I pray unto you. I refuse negative utterance about my destiny. I refuse negative utterance about my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want us to pray unto God saying, I say no to satanic operation in my life. Open your mouth and pray unto God louder. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of Israel, I pray unto you. I say no to satanic operation in my life. I say no to satanic operations in my life. I say no to satanic operation in my life. I declare an end to every satanic operations in my life. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want us to pray unto God loud now. Every word that has changed my world negatively is cancelled right now. Because that is why the Son of God has come. The Son of God has come that he may destroy all the works of devil. Every word that has changed my world negatively is cancelled now. Open what I'm praying unto God. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of Israel, I pray unto you. Jesus, I call unto you right now. Every word that has changed my world negatively is cancelled now. Every word that anyone has spoken against my life, against my family, against my marriage, against my career, against the work of my hand, any word that anyone has spoken that has changed my world negatively, in the name of Jesus, I declare it canceled now. I declare it canceled now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are praying unto God. Every word of destructions are destroyed in my life. Every word of destructions are destroyed in my life. Open your mouth and pray unto God louder. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of Israel, I pray unto you. Jesus, every word of destruction are destroyed in my life. Every word of destructions. Every word of destructions are destroyed in my life right now. They are destroyed. They are destroyed. They are destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and pray loud down to God. Saying, every plan of the enemy against me this year are destroyed. Open your mouth and pray unto God. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of glory, Jesus, 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 I lift up my voice unto you, Lord. Every plan of the enemy against me this year are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the enemy against me are destroyed this year in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the enemy against me this year are destroyed in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to pray and talk to God right now. Say, only tears of joy are allowed in my eyes this year. Open your mouth and pray unto God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I pray unto you, only tears of joy are allowed in my eyes this year. Only tears of joy are allowed in my eyes this year. Only tears of joy are allowed in my eyes this year. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to pray and talk to God saying, all evil going ahead of me is blasted by Holy Ghost fire. Pray and talk to God. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of Israel, I pray unto you, Lord. All evil going ahead of me is blasted by Holy Ghost fire. All evil going ahead of me. All evil going ahead of me are blasted by fire, are blasted by Holy Ghost fire. All evil going ahead of me is blasted by Holy Ghost fire. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to open your mouth and pray unto God, saying, beginning from today, I will enjoy divine experiences. Open your mouth and pray unto God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray unto you, beginning from today, I will enjoy divine experiences. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to pray unto God, saying, no more stagnation, no more pain, no more hurt, no more confusion in my life in Jesus' name. Open your heart and pray unto God in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of God, I pray unto you. Oh Lord Jesus, no more stagnation for me. No more pain for me. No more hurt for me. No more confusion in my life, in my family, in my career, in the work of my hand, in my marriage, in my occupations. No more stagnation for me. No more pain for me. No more hurt for me. No more confusion for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No more stagnation for me. No more pain for me. No more hurt for me. No more confusion for me. In my life, in my family, in my marriage, in my career, in the works of my hand. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. Take all the glory. Take all honor and take all adorations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It shall turn to you for our testimony. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website, www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.